Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist. Go Tigers!
Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, is here to give you peace of mind with an exclusive offer. If hot air is blowing from your unit and your AC is on, it's time for a routine checkup. A priority customer membership with Estes Heating and Air includes two full routine services to make sure your unit is running efficiently all year long. New members enjoy $25 off the one-time membership fee. Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, 864-718-7200.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. You know, one of the things that I love more than anything in life is routine. I love creating routines. I love creating good habits for myself. And I love following a plan that's relatively unchanging from day to day. Well, just as you can have good routines, you can fall into some bad routines as well. And that's what happened before I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss. That team at PhD, they helped me understand how bad habits and poor routines were leading to an unhealthy lifestyle for me and leading to some unhealthy weight gain. Thanks to reinforcing good habits and good routines with my diet and with exercise, I was able to lose 24 pounds in 5 weeks, which was awesome. Find out how Dr. Lucas and her team can help you at myphdweightloss.com. One more time, that's myphdweightloss.com.
I'm Fletcher Anderson of Clemson Insurance, your trusted choice independent insurance agency. Every day, people come to us with their home and auto insurance because they don't really understand what they're paying for, and they want to know if their rates are competitive in today's market. Insurance companies are not one-size-fits-all. As an independent insurance agency, we'll find the right fit for you. Just check us out online at clemsoninsurance.com. That's clemsoninsurance.com.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Walter Tula Road Rage. We haven't spoken much about the Clemson receivers, but I'm still concerned about this. The Bo Collins thing is like, you know, well, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. I don't know. That worries me. He was also out in the spring. That worries me. A guy that is supposed to be, I think, to the minds of most Clemson fans, the number one receiver on this year's team. I'm glad he has some chemistry with DJ Uiagalelei already inherently from high school, because I'm not sure there's been an opportunity to develop it since. So I'm glad for that. EJ Williams still down. Troy Salato, as we mentioned earlier, out for the year with the ACL injury. There are still concerns in this wide receiver group. You know what? I'm starting to think that Dakari Collins is going to be a bigger factor here than most imagine. I mean in every way. I think he's a guy who brings some physicality to the position, and I think he can play. And I think he showed that at the end of last year. But I think he brings this team a little different dimension from a physicality standpoint than anyone else does. And I also think he's going to answer the bell. I'm a little less certain on some of these other guys answering the bell. And I don't know whether it's right or wrong for me to start being a little bit worried about Bo Collins. I mean, is Bo Collins going to have an EJ Williams kind of year from last year? I've had big expectations for Bo Collins. Part of it's been based on the chemistry that he and DJ have. But, you know, we saw him at spring game time. He wasn't there. Now he's not there again. You know, at some point, these young receivers, all these receivers, young, old, they have to stay on the field. I mean, you know, I think Spector is going to be good in the slot. I think Will Taylor is going to help there as well. And right now, I think Dakari Collins is showing up, and I think maybe Ngata is showing up. I'm hoping for that. And then the rest, I'm like, okay, let's see. Because, if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, who have the most receptions on this team this year, I would say Bo Collins. Who would have the most yardage? I would have said Ngata. I'm not 100% sure of any of those answers now. It's still an area that we need to see something from. We need to see something from. By the way, speaking of Spectres, did you see that Baylen Spector had 10 tackles for Buffalo the other day in their preseason game? You know, listen, Baylen Spector, I don't know if people remember this, but at the pro day, Baylen Spector tested off the hook. It was really notable. You know, if you watch Clemson during the season, this guy had a lot of range. He was the two undervalued athletes on Clemson's football team were actually Spector and Turner from a testing standpoint. And when the season ended and we had the pro day, et cetera, and I said then, you know, somebody ought to watch for Spector. I said, because someone's going to draft him. And I said, he might have a chance to stick because he plays hard and he's very athletic. He's much more athletic than people realize. Remember, his numbers, he tested off the hook athletically. And that's showing out right now for Buffalo. I think he's going to make the 53-man roster and have an NFL career. So how about that? Baylen Spector in Buffalo. Then there's this, Ramona. Unrelated. Semi-related. Isaiah Pacheco was a Rutgers running back who I did a bit on, I want to say 3 years ago. Isaiah Pacheco was drafted late in the NFL draft. He has been a standout for Kansas City thus far in their camp, and with good reason. He was explosive. When I watched him at Rutgers, I always thought, this is a guy who makes the first guy miss. He runs physically, and he had no offensive line help at Rutgers at all. But this is the part I want to see whether you remember or not. You're already shaking your head.
You said 3 years ago.
But I think you might remember this.
Okay.
I was talking about we don't realize. I specifically talked about this kid because I thought he had lots of talent. I said, we don't realize what some of these kids have been through in their lives. That a lot of these kids have stories that they come from really difficult situations or they've dealt with things in their life that most people their age haven't dealt with and shouldn't have to deal with. And I think you will remember the story, Ramona, because Isaiah Pacheco looked up to his older brother. He meant everything to him, absolutely everything to him. Isaiah Pacheco had two people in his life that meant everything to him, his brother and his sister. And I don't know, you'd have to go back to track the year. I want to say 2016. I'm not 100% sure of that. Isaiah Pacheco's brother, who went to all of his games and who he looked up to as a role model in his life, was murdered. That individual basically got off on probation.
Why?
I don't know all the answers to that. A year later, Isaiah Pacheco came home to news that his sister had also been murdered.
I think I do remember this.
I knew you would remember when I told you.
This is a horrible thing.
Just awful for a kid. The two most significant people in his life, his brother and his sister, were murdered in unrelated incidents a year apart.
Yeah, I think I do remember this story.
One of the most tragic things ever.
Yes, it's very horrible.
And now this kid has made it out of Rutgers, made it to the National Football League. By the way, always nice to people, always a smile on his face somehow. made it to the National Football League and is excelling in the Kansas City Chiefs camp. As I said before, when he was at Rutgers, I said, no, this is a kid you want to root for. Well, this is a kid you want to root for.
Yes.
Isaiah Pacheco of the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're certainly wishing him all the best success. It's very few people in life experience that kind of tragedy at that age. And again, you know, loses his brother, still has his sister. A year later, loses his sister to murder, both of them.
Yeah, that's just awful.
And unrelated. This is why a lot of these kids at draft time, they have stories that many times don't get told and that need to get told. And we don't always realize what some of these kids are actually going through. You know, all we think about them is in our own realm as football players. We don't think about, you know, what they might be dealing with in their lives, in their respective lives. Clark in Greenwood. Clark, how are you?
How you guys doing?
Good, Clark. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I would say the wide receiver position at Clemson, if you're an incoming freshman wide receiver, I said, you know, the door is open for you. If you don't get it, it's your own fault, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, I would agree with that completely. There's nothing concrete about this receiver position right now.
Right. You know, the last couple receivers that actually got out there and played football for Clemson, I think T. Higgins played a little banged up, and Amari Rodgers, he come out he had a bad knee injury but came back and got right back out there, you know. That's like I said a week ago. Somebody has to step up on that receiving core and be a leader. If Clemson's ever going to get back to the wide receiver U like they used to be, you know?
Yeah, there's no question. The quarterback receiver situation, Clemson has to have a passing game. You're not winning anything nationally without a passing game. So that combination, and again, that includes the running backs as receivers, the tight ends, et cetera. Clemson has to be able to develop at least a semi-prolific passing game this year.
And you also, I mean, you know, looking at it like Lawrence, I would see Lawrence sometimes when he was playing at Clemson. If they didn't run the right route, he would get on to them. You got to have a quarterback that's going to, you know, lash out at them and get on to them and get them on the right page. But anyway, love the show.
Yeah, thank you, Clark. You know, again, that's about confidence, and DJ Uiagalelei is going to need to continue to develop that confidence. The Georgia Tech game is vital. As I said before, what you hope to see, at least what I would hope to see coming out of that game from a Clemson perspective, is as a team, you want to rush for 200 yards. You want DJ Uiagalelei to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, something like that, to begin to build some confidence and some in-game chemistry against other teams other than your own. I think it's going to be imperative that you come out of game one with something like that. Apparently the story's changed, Ramona. This is according to the Bleacher Report. Fernando
What?
Apparently it's not ringworm anymore.
That's great.
Yeah, the ringworm story didn't ring true, so now we have a different
one.
Fernando Tatis Sr. says his son's positive PED test came from something he used in a spray to treat a fungus due to a haircut. Well, that's actually still ringworm then. That's still in the ringworm.
Fungus
due to a haircut.
How do you get a fungus?
Well, I don't know, but the first thing is you don't want to go to that barber anymore.
No. Oh, yeah, you don't give me a fungus when I come back.
Fungus barber is out.
Yeah, anybody. Right. Fungus, you're giving fungus at your store?
Yeah, no more fungus barber. Yeah. That's first thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the reasons get more innovative all the time, but the bottom line is we just don't ever hear anybody just cop to it, which is sort of sad. The Dodgers announced Walker Buehler will undergo season-ending elbow surgery on August 23rd. All right, that's from Yahoo Sports. So there won't be any Walker Buehler comeback this year. You know, these things are just mystifying. You know, this guy's been out forever. Why hasn't the surgery been done? Why didn't you know this before? I just don't understand these kind of things. I mean, why didn't you see this? Why didn't you know that, you know, this guy needed surgery? So now, instead, all year they've suggested Walker Buehler is basically right around the corner from coming back. Well, apparently the corner's next year. Corner's been moved to next
year.
It's
a long corner.
Yeah, he'll be back when he'll be back when
you're getting
Tatis
around it, and then you get to the end of the building, and it's another building.
It's way further to go. Yeah. So no Walker Buehler, and honestly, I think Walker Buehler is the Dodgers' best starting pitcher when healthy, and so they've been great. I mean, they're winning every game. They're on pace to win 113 games, but I still say so. You're going to go into the playoffs, and you're going to come out and throw what? Urias and Kershaw, whose playoff career basically sucks anyway, against other teams' ones and twos? See, that's the problem with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are, over the course of 162, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. But in a short series where you have to go up against elite starting pitchers from other teams, this philosophy of throwing our starter for five innings and using our bullpen for the rest of the game, I don't know that that works. I mean, I'm not sure it does. And I think, like, Dodger insiders even know this, that this team, you know, looks almost invincible, but when you take a closer look inside, you got to wonder about how that starting pitching is going to hold up. Because, again, the Mets starting pitching is light years better than the Dodgers starting pitching. It's not even close. I think the Braves starting pitching is better than the Dodgers starting pitching. I do. I mean, look, if you view Fried as your one, I'll take Fried against any of the Dodgers starters. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Relax. With a mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union, you'll get low rates, up to 90% financing, and pay no private mortgage insurance. And for a limited time only, receive our discounted interest rate without paying the 1% discount point fee. Apply now at foundersfcu.com/mortgage. Founders is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions apply. Not all loan types are eligible for promotional interest rates. Promotion ends on August 30th, 2022. Institution NMLS ID number 410646.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
The magic to save fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
Bennett Equipment is the Upstate's premier independent local construction equipment rental and sales source. With locations in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Seneca, the lineup of Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders is sure to make you a winner. Takeuchi is built here in the Upstate, so don't settle for less. Choose the best with Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment, 22 years strong in the Upstate. And remember, if you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
August is here, and that means it's back to school. Football is around the corner, and Elkmont Trading Company is having a sale.
The summer closeout sale has begun with 20 to 50% discounts on select footwear and clothing. Featuring great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Wilderness System Kayaks, Ray-Bans, and Costa Sunglasses. Elmont has what you need. In fact, Elmont offers the Upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes, and all I can say is give them a try. From kayaks to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, there's something for everyone at Elmont. For the next several months, Elmont becomes game day central with an incredible selection of Clemson game day apparel and tailgating accessories. Conveniently located in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. You need to get to Elmont today, and go Tigers.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
I'm Fletcher Anderson of Clemson Insurance, your trusted choice independent insurance agency. Every day, people come to us with their home and auto insurance because they don't really understand what they're paying for, and they want to know if their rates are competitive in today's market. Insurance companies are not one size fits all. As an independent insurance agency, we'll find the right fit for you. Just check us out online at clemsoninsurance.com. That's clemsoninsurance.com.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Throwback classic, Pure Prairie League. And let me tell you about Engineered Sleep. Look, Engineered Sleep is a fourth generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you. You cut out the middleman, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. You go right to the source where they actually make the finest mattresses known to mankind. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break and sag over time, like so many name brand mattresses do. Their sales process is simple and interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCCP for 10% off, in which you can save up to $475. Call 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit engineeredsleep.com. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Better sleep, rest assured. If you're looking for a mattress locally, you must go visit Engineered Sleep. It's the place to get your mattress. Look no further. Every mattress made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so simple. Every mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct from the manufacturer. Your very health depends on the quality of your sleep. Don't neglect the importance of a great night's sleep. Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full, full XL, rear size. When you make them yourself, you can make them any size you want. Queen, king, Cal king, adjustable beds as well. Visit the factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Online, engineeredsleep.com for more info and to see what they offer for yourself. I promise you will thank me later. All right, Ramona, I've been asked by a texter earlier about if I would go over Alabama's schedule. I can tell you, I have Alabama going unbeaten. I know that for a fact that I have them going unbeaten because remember the total on Alabama was 10.5. I thought that was laughable. I mean, I think they're going to cruise to that total. The distinction between Alabama and everybody else in their division is overwhelming. Go ahead, Ramona. Run down that schedule for me.
Okay, their first game is Utah State.
Yeah, that's a win.
And then they're at Texas.
Yeah, that's a win. You know, Texas has enough athletes to compete physically. Remember, they woodshedded Georgia a few years ago in a bowl game. And, of course, there was an excuse for that, as always. But Texas just doesn't have the skill to beat Alabama.
Their next game is ULM.
3.
Okay. All right, and then they got Vanderbilt at home.
4.
Then they're at Arkansas.
Look, I don't think that'll be easy. I think that'll be a relatively tough game, but I would expect Alabama to win.
And then they have Texas A&M.
Win.
And they're at Tennessee.
And again, Tennessee has an offense that it might be comparable in terms of yardage points to what Alabama's going to offer, but the distinction of those two teams are the defenses at this point. Win.
Okay, and then they have Mississippi State at home.
Win.
Then they're at LSU.
Win.
Then they're at Mississippi.
Win.
Then they have Austin Peay at home.
The governors. And then Austin Peay governors.
And then they have Auburn at home.
And win. I mean, I don't. When I look at the SEC West, right, I see Alabama and nobody. You know, nobody. I still can't get over that the SEC media picked Mississippi State to finish 6th in their division, though. I have no idea what those dingbats were looking at. Just none. They'll regret that choice because I think Mississippi State's going to finish 2nd in that division. They're certainly going to be in competition for it. But the bottom line is, I mean, you know, normally there are like 3 elite teams in that division. There are normally quality football teams in that division. I just don't see it this year. I mean, I think the distinction between Alabama and everybody else in that division is almost overwhelming. So, yeah, I just don't see it. You know, who brought that up? Clemson Hypos. Clemson Hypos said that I'm underestimating Gonsolin. He's been amazing this year. I don't think so. I mean, Gonsolin's been great in the regular season. You could trust him in the playoffs. I don't know. Gonsolin's been really good. I think his ERA is like 2.5 or something. He's been really good in that regard. But are you going to trust him in the playoffs? I'm just not so sure. I mean, I think he wins a lot of games. He's been good, and he wins a lot of games because he plays for a great baseball team. But, okay, so let's say we line them up. Let's say it's Gonsolin, Urias, and Kershaw. Where are you ranking that pitching staff? I don't know. They're not nearly as good as the Mets staff, not even close. I'm still not sure they're as good as the Braves staff. I don't think they are. I'm not even sure they're as good as the Padres staff, but their team is better. So, yeah, it's a fair point, Clemson Hypos. I'm still not sure I trust Gonsolin in a big spot. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Hey, I was listening to your show, and I heard you talk about Mississippi State.
Yep.
And, you know, there are a couple things about them that people are not looking at. Number one, this is a third-year returning quarterback.
Yeah.
Every time in Mike Leach's career, he's had a third-year starter return, he's won 10 games. Another thing is you look at their 2-deep chart, they have no player under the age of 21. That's on their 2-deep chart. So this is a very experienced team with some years under their belt within his plan. So So I'm like you, Walt. I think this team is going to surprise. I think they're stronger than sixth place, definitely. I think they will finish second in that division. He beat three ranked teams last year. He won nine games. He lost to a crummy LSU team and a questionable Auburn team. So he was very close to being at 10 wins last year.
Well, and remember, you know, they went to Kyle Field and beat Texas A&M. That's the team they're picking to finish second in the SEC West. Leach beat A&M at Kyle Field last year. And now this year they got to go to Mississippi State. And Mississippi State, as you said, you know, they returned 17 guys. They returned Will Rogers, who threw for almost 5,000 yards. I don't think that Texas A&M team is going into Mississippi State and beating that football team.
You know, 17 starters. I don't know that there's another team in the country with more depth that are returning starters than what they've got.
Well, I know
so
there
it's
isn't.
Be exciting.
Yeah, I know there isn't in the SEC West, Kevin. That's the most returning starters in the SEC West, and you return a 5,000-yard quarterback, and the SEC media picks them to finish sixth in the division.
Now, let's talk about the real cream of the crop, Walt. Let's talk about the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yeah.
Right. Talk about going to shock the world. This team won seven games with a fifth-year transfer that had retired and, you know, a sixth-year player that came from a Division II college and a wide receiver that moved in and out of quarterback. So definitely Rattler is a huge upgrade at that position. Even if he's just average, still got to be an improvement.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any question. And as such, some of your parts are going to improve. Like, again, I think Josh Van's an NFL receiver, but he's been well masked, well hidden by the fact you haven't had a quarterback who could throw a forward pass. And I don't mean Luke Doty either. Doty got hurt. That wasn't his fault, but you just didn't have any quarterback play. I think Rattler opens up some of these guys. I mean, I think you have like five receivers who can play. You have two tight ends who can play. You have three running backs who can play. And you have a quarterback who can play. So, yeah, I would expect South Carolina's offense to make a major leap. You average, you know, 22 a game is pathetic. That's what you averaged last year. But I think that number goes up over 30 this year, and that gives you a chance. Then the question is, does your defense get any better?
Well, I think week two of the season tells us all about South Carolina.
Yeah.
They travel to Arkansas.
Yeah.
I think if they can somehow win that game, I'm not saying they're going to beat Georgia. It's not 2019, number three team. But if they could just hang with Georgia and show the long, I believe that sets them up for a good run. They possibly could start 5-1. You know, the Arkansas game looms huge on this schedule this year. So definitely looking forward to it. Shane Beamer. He's getting a lot of praise right now.
He's done a good job.
They're selling tickets at Costco. So, you know, go to Costco, buy some game tickets. you know, we're reaching out in different venues now.
Thank you, Kevin. Good job. Yeah, that whole Costco thing has been memed by Clemson fans, etc. I'm not sure that's what you want to be advertising, but regardless, I think the product is getting better. I think there's no question it is, and offensively, I think South Carolina is going to be pretty good. I want to see what it looks like. I mean, because there are a lot of parts from different places, and we haven't seen any of it really come together. And it might take a few games to sort of hit your stride, but I think offensively, look, last year they scored 22 points a game. I think like 104th in the nation. You're just not winning any games doing that. And somehow they squeeze wins out. This year the schedule is more difficult, so we'll see how that plays out. Clemson Dad, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Haul. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience. Nobody in the industry can equal that. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Who does that? I mean, are you kidding me? Look, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have a competitive advantage over the rest of us. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. You know, you don't go, you know, your vehicle's probably your second most valuable piece of property. You don't say, hey, honey, let's go out. I know a place that serves really pedestrian steaks. No. So why are you taking your vehicle to a pedestrian place? You know there's better out there, and that's First Class Hall. Go read the reviews, Google, Yelp, elsewhere, anywhere you want. August specials, all location, back to school special was $228.95, now only $159.95. Get your vehicle ready for the road, for all that on-the-go busy school schedule. If you're picking up your kids, if you're in the pickup line, if you're taking them to after-school stuff, you don't want your vehicle to fail. Oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection, check the brake pad condition, pressure check the cooling system, look for leaks, check all fluid levels, check the spare tire pressure and condition, check the engine air filter condition, on, it goes way on beyond that. All locations, book it now. All locations, book now, $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, timing belt package. All locations, $25 off brake pad replacement and machine rotors. And in all locations booked now, brake fluid system flush was $154.49, now only $129.99 when done with brake pad replacement. Greenville, Anderson, and the brand new Cherrydale location at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive. And you will thank me later. Let me squeeze Clemson Dad in here before we get a break. Clemson Dad, oops, Ramona. I haven't done that in like 2 years. Clemson Dad, I just host error. I just disconnected you. So by all means, call me back and we'll get you back in the lineup. In the meantime, let me tell you about my guy Nick Lavery. Listen, I don't care what your legal issue is, you need to call my guy Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Stone Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. If you're filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI, if you've been charged with a DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. If you've been charged, it's vital to get the advice of a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights in the future. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to head to court. Don't represent yourself. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident. It's time to call my guy, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death, if your family's faced with that devastating decision. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Call my guy, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He will help you. Tell him I sent you. It's how this deal works. Schedule your free consultation today. 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Waltip to the road rage, quick break, Clemson Dad will get to you on the other side.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville, brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Summer is here. No one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Male. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all your medication, testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. We are offering 50% off on Wegovy. Wegovy reduces the urge to eat, and the results are amazing. Make man men again. LowCountryMale.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Underage drinking is one of South Carolina's most troubling health issues, and the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg is here to help. An estimated 85 South Carolinians under age 21 die each year from alcohol use, and some children are drinking alcohol regularly as young as 13 years old. Now is the time to start a conversation with your child about the dangers of underage drinking. Visit theforestercenter.org for treatment services, prevention tips, and more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The CDC reports that over 1/4 of all Americans have experienced back pain in the past 3 months. I'm Dr. David Maruz, serving South Carolina for over 4 decades and a proud Clemson dad. Get the advantage that all 32 NFL teams, D1 football teams, and PGA golfers rely upon. Many patients get relief the very same day. Learn how our team can help you with your back pain today. Feel better faster. Call us at 292-6777 or find out more at chiropractorgreenville.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore. Come see us at Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
Sweet Caroline, so good. We are back. The weather thing was acting up before Ramona, but now it's mostly sunny. Clemson Dad, I will get to you in 1 second. We haven't yet touched on the AP top 25 poll. Also, Clemson had a big wide receiver recruit, Ronan Hanifin. Lots of offers, was expected to go Clemson, and in fact did. Meanwhile, at South Florida, Bohannon has been named the starting quarterback. McLean has immediately decided to transfer. You know, McLean had talent. McLean, I'm not sure South Florida's winning in that deal. I'm really not. I think Bohannon is maybe the better short-term answer, but I think McLean was the better long-term answer. I think McLean had talent. Now, he apparently is going to go elsewhere immediately upon receiving the news that Bohannon had been named the starter. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man. I had a few things I want to talk about, but we're just late in time. I couldn't get in earlier, so
there's plenty I'll call of time. You back in you're a good. Week. Yeah, you're good.
But the one thing I just wanted to give a shout out to Lucas Glover. I know you're not talking golf right now, but my man went from 121 on the FedEx Cup list to 34.
Yeah.
And thought that's a big jump, man. In one week. Yeah, so just shout out to him on that. So, and then something else. Have you talked about the welcome that Deshaun got in Jacksonville for the preseason game Friday night? Have you seen the video of that?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, the first time he marched out onto the field, he wasn't very welcome.
Yeah, well,
foul language.
Yeah.
My question is, be like that if he gets to play, is it going to be like that in every game on the road, especially? Is he going to get?
I don't think he's going to get to play, so I think it's going to be a moot point. I think he's going to be suspended for the year. I think the NFL already knows that. I think they know it too. That's why they, you know, they offered this counter offer of half a year and $5 million. And I don't think you make that offer unless you believe that you are about to get hit with something far more significant than that. So I don't think the NFL is going to accept that offer, and I think they're going to suspend him for a year, and it's going to be a binding finding. So I think Deshaun Watson is basically not going to play football for almost 3 years by the time he finally suits up to play a game for Cleveland.
They're Friday night, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said I was surprised they tried him out there Friday night.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, too, and I'm guessing the NFL didn't like that either because I don't think the NFL wanted him on a football field. So, but...
fans in Jacksonville didn't either.
Yeah. Yeah, so, look, it's a fascinating situation. The Cleveland Browns ex-quarterback is in Carolina in Baker Mayfield, and the Cleveland Browns deal for a present quarterback probably... you know, that quarterback's probably not going to be seen until next year sometime.
What fascinates me or amazes me about the whole thing is how much they invested into him, you know, $230 million.
Yeah, like there was no danger of this happening. I mean, it's almost like they had bad information. It's almost like they thought, well, you know, they had reason to believe that he was just going to get four games or something. So right at this moment, just based on reading the tea leaves, I would be basically shocked if Deshaun Watson plays this year because I just don't think it's happening. I mean, I think that, like I said, his camp does not make an offer of 8 games and $5 million unless they know that the hammer's about to drop on him. So
I'm going to say it's down, I think, too. I was surprised to see him out there. Like I said, we'll see what happens. It seems to change day to day almost.
Six games,
appeal, 1 year, and they offered 8. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, again, you know, the Sue Robinson's decision was basically a joke because it was like play acting because it was not binding arbitration. That's the key word. It wasn't binding. Binding means you're legally obliged to the decision.
Was that a suggestion she made?
Basically, yes. Basically. Here's what the NFL did. The NFL said, okay, we'll let you have this little – we don't want to make the call ourselves, so we'll let this play out, and we'll see whether Sue Robinson drops the decision we want. And if it if she does, great. If not, we don't care what she says anyway, because it's not binding. And if you want to blame anybody for that, blame the players' union, because in their negotiations, they failed to make any such decision binding. You know, they basically had a bogus deal with the NFL, and the NFL knew it too. So it was basically a charade, a big play acting thing. And once it's over, it's not binding. And the NFL just says, well, you know, we're just going to give it to somebody else to make the decision now. And I'm sure that the person that they're giving it to now understands what they're looking for in terms of outcome.
Exactly.
So.
All right, buddy.
All right, well, Clemson Dad. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate the call. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever your issue is, whatever the issue might be, trust me, you're not the only one to have done it. A million other people have done it. Don't move to Idaho and live off the grid. You don't need to do that. You just need to do what the other million did. Call my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. David's a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this program and others to your best advantage. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Call my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm, for a free strategy session. Free, 271-7940, 271-7940. Tell him I sent you, or stop by the office, at 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's green with an E at the end. All right, everyone, I want to take a quick look at the coaches poll. We'll talk about this, at the AP poll. We'll talk about this a little more in depth tomorrow. You have my poll. Okay, they have Houston at 25. Again, like the coaches, I think they have Houston too low. They have Iowa at 24. Did I rank Iowa?
Iowa is 23.
Okay, so we're right, pretty much
almost
right.
Almost the same.
Yeah, pretty much right where they have them. They have Cincinnati at 23. I think that's about where I have them, isn't it?
I don't think, wait a minute. Cincinnati, you got 27.
Okay, so in that neighborhood. They have Wake Forest 22. I think I ranked Wake. That's unfortunate now, I think, without
16.
Hartman. Yeah. They have Ole Miss 21. Did I rank Ole Miss? I did this 2 months ago, so I'm thinking,
No.
They have Miami 20. I believe I did rank Miami, probably somewhere
22.
In that range. Yeah. They have Pitt 19.
Pitt?
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know.
No.
No. Kentucky 18, which sounds pretty much like what I have.
Yeah, you have them at 18, exactly.
They have the Texas Longhorns at 18. Did I rank Texas?
No, there's no Texas.
No Texases. I didn't put any Texases. Screw you all, Texas.
The whole state didn't get on here.
The Wisconsin Badgers, they have at 16.
15.
Yeah.
Close.
The Fighting Braylon Allens. I mean, if Graham Mertz could throw a forward pass at all, they might win a national title. Because I think Allen is the best running back in the country. NC State, they have 15. I have NC State significantly higher than that.
NC State? Yeah. Where is NC State? Six.
Six, yes.
Yeah.
I believe NC State's a top 10 team. They have Oregon, 14.
You have Oregon at 29. Oh, wait. You know, you do have Pitt at 30. Tied with Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Oregon's 29, though.
You know, I might have Oregon higher than that now. I mean, I did that 2 months ago. One thing Oregon has is they have one of the best groups of linebackers in the country, and they have an experienced quarterback in Bo Nix. But in Sewell and Flo, they have two insanely gifted linebackers. Oklahoma State, they have 13.
You Where'd you put Oklahoma,
Oklahoma State in their hideous fight song?
Yeah, but aren't they on here, though?
Somewhere, yeah. No, I ranked them.
Oh, okay, 20.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to shush you because I knew they're there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we already went through them. That's right. I remember thinking, oh, there's my team.
Yeah, good. We'll play the shush game again. Yeah. Michigan State at...
They play that every year, don't they?
Yeah.
It's their thing? Okay.
Michigan State, 12.
Michigan State, you had it set, no.
Like 10.
10, yeah, 10.
How about that? 10. Baylor, they have at 11. I think they have them like 14.
Let's see. Baylor, 14, yeah.
We're not going to be able to get to too much more of this. USC, they had at 10.
Yeah, they have 21.
Utah. Yeah, I think 21 sounds much more reasonable. They have Utah at 9. Where do I have Utah?
Utah is at 5.
Yeah, I think 5 is going to prove closer than 9. Utah, on my list, has the 8th best quarterback in the country, the 8th best running back in the country. They have Oklahoma 8. I think it's way too high for Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma at 28.
Yeah, I don't get the Oklahoma love. I do think Brent Venables is going to outperform Lincoln Riley as head coach at Oklahoma, but I do not think it's happening overnight. Listen, Lincoln Riley basically left that program in a shambles with the parts he stole and everything else. I just don't think you replace all that, and even if you're Oklahoma. They have Texas A&M at 7. Where do I have Texas A&M, Ramona?
You don't have Texas
right.
teams on the poll.
That's right. There's a road rage rule in all polls moving forward until further notice.
Is it really?
There'll be no friggin' Texas teams.
No Texas
except
teams.
Except Baylor and Houston. No teams whose names start with Texas. Okay? Right. For clarification. They have Michigan 6. Where do I have Michigan?
8.
8. Okay. They have Notre Dame 5. I have them where?
Notre Dame.
A point in there. Yeah.
Notre Dame's 12. Yeah.
And the top 4, I have exactly as they do.
Same.
And as the coaches do. All right. We'll look at this more in depth tomorrow. We'll have a lot of things to get to. A lot more college football on tomorrow's program. And of course, we'll review the Mets Braves game, no matter how it turns out.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide. Offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs, with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Please join us for a special Out of Bounds broadcast Friday, August 26th from the Clemson Subway as we bring light to this cause.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's